99.7 Bridge FM. Get connected.
And we're back.
And we're back. That Education 2.1. It was a fantastic show. And Carlos, just as a bonus, we still have a little bit left over.
That's right.
So we have Ash in here from Asquick Computers. And Ash is always our resident computer and IT guru, telling people about what's going on in the tech world that's impacting on computers mainly, but also for parents and kids and students and teachers, all trying to give them great advice. But Ash, if I said I want to cry, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
Well, last Monday we got a lot of phone calls due to a story on the news, I think, about the UK's health system going down mm-hmm. with another strand of the ransomware that's been going around for the last 3 years.
Mm.
And this new strand is very similar, except once someone opens the email and that computer gets infected, it can quickly jump around from computer to computer inside your home or business network.
Wow.
And actually get into the server.
Ah, yeah.
So it was a huge concern.
Yep. Now, can I just ask one thing again, because I'm pretty slow on these things. I get the email, it comes to me, Wayne Chalmers, it's got a fake header title in there. So I just click on the email to open it up. By just doing that, that hasn't infected my computer yet, has it?
No, you've got to click on the attachment or a link within the email that takes you to a website which downloads a file that you run thinking that's what you're supposed to be receiving.
You've got to be careful. You've got to actually tell the email program not to open attachments automatically, don't you? Because some programs used to do it.
I haven't.
I have seen some email programs that will immediately try to detect the attachment and do a preview.
Yeah, well, I think these days by default, attachments and photos and pictures embedded in emails are defaultly not downloaded for that very reason.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I took Ash's advice only the other day. I was sent an email that looked so real, and I remember Ash saying, if you're not sure of it, just run the link, your mouse over the link, and to see what name pops up. And it sent me off to some
It is so easy to get
place.
Caught up.
I think SharePoint, something to do with SharePoint, which is a Microsoft-hosted file storage place that you and I can get hosting there, anyone can get hosting there. But yeah, a lot of the downloads are coming from a SharePoint sort of file storage cloud place.
Yep. Alrighty. Okay, so let's pop back to I want to cry.
A lot of people were very concerned and wanted to know whether that was safe or not. And the big thing is it really affects Windows 7 mm-hmm. and older operating systems. So Windows 7, Windows Vista and Windows XP.
Oh, really?
And the equivalent server operating systems. But Microsoft sort of really slowing down the updates for 7, and they've completely discontinued the updates for XP. But they actually brought out an update for XP, for Vista, and for 7, just by your normal Windows updates,
right,
to protect the computers against the spread of this virus.
Right.
So if you have the latest updates, at least the virus will be contained if you've got it on one computer.
Yes.
And can't spread to any of the other computers in the network.
Yeah,
so because it was a small concern, but I don't think it was as big a concern as everybody made out.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The type of virus has been around for a long time. Most people are aware of it.
Yes.
It's just the way it spread on older systems was bad this time.
Ah, that's right. That's the I read with some reports, or just commentators, shouldn't say reports, where they say, you know, you should make sure that you've got the latest patch and
well, patch is an update. It's Windows updates.
They use terminologies that the average person doesn't know. So so for me, if I was running Windows 7, because I run Windows 10, that's not going to be too much of an issue. But so if they release a patch, which is an update now, I found out, you just got to click on that update and it will automatically fix up whatever that is.
Most Microsoft Windows operating systems check automatically for updates unless someone's turned it off. Most of them check automatically for updates. But for everybody out there, if you press on Start down the bottom left-hand corner, the good old Windows Start button that brings up the menu, and then type the word Update, you should find the Windows Updates icon. Click on it, and you can see whether it's been updated, when the last update was.
Good.
You can check now for updates.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Yeah, because I've learned so much. I've learned about the virus. I've learned how to check to see if it's a scam. I've learned on backups. So now I'm learning more on updates. But it does. It keeps you constantly going. So, I mean, these viruses are just going to be getting more and more. Apparently, there was no way you could get your money back on this one, I was reading, even though they said you could.
You mean get your files back by paying the money?
Yeah, that's right.
You paid the money and they just didn't do anything about it.
No, they had so many people infected and they didn't keep records of... Isn't that nasty of those criminals? Not keeping records of where your files were, how to get them back. So you paid your money and you ended up... So technically then, if that happens to you, you're... system's gone. Replace a hard drive.
If you don't have a backup, yep.
Yep, yep.
Wipe everything. Reload from scratch.
Yep. Now, if you had, and that'd be an external backup. If it was backed up in your PC, would that be protected, Ash?
It's hard to say because each strand of ransomware, just like the common flu, has lots of different strands and modifies itself all the time. Every strand's different with viruses as well on computers. One may attack certain files. Originally they were just attacking your data files, your photos, your PDF files, your Word documents, your Excel documents, and leaving all the other files alone. So your computer would still run, it's just all your data would be encrypted. Now they're starting to attack even more stuff.
Right.
So we've heard reports of the backup connected to the computer was also completely infected and completely not usable.
Yep.
So the next step to protect yourself is to look at some sort of cloud backup, Dropbox,
yep.
Google Drive, OneDrive.
Yep.
So how safe is the cloud, you know, when you're putting things up there from these viruses?
The clouds is... You know, it's as safe as handing your credit card over to an online store and purchasing something. You just got to hope that they don't give your credit card to someone else. Mm. You've just got to hope that the cloud doesn't get compromised or they don't give your login information away to someone else. It's protected by a username and a password.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but in terms of viruses, they can attack.
They're very secure in terms of viruses. I mean, the part of the cloud that you, Wayne, or me would be using is a tiny, tiny little part of a giant server network up there and somewhere, you know, in a data center somewhere, and they make a lot of money from you and me hosting the storage in the data center to create the cloud.
Yeah.
So they also spend a lot of money in antivirus and data protection and power protection.
Lots of protection. Because if it was hacked, the system would fail. Mm-hmm. People would lose trust.
So
once you lose trust, you're not going to invest. But we can be certain there's a team of hackers out there somewhere with that challenge going. I will get into the cloud.
Well, from what I saw today, probably grade 6 students.
It is, not wrong. Hey, this has been fantastic, but we are running over time, Ash, so we will have to cut it short. I have to get out to QUT Caboolture by 12, so if anyone's listening out there, I might be running late. Anyway, Ash, always a pleasure. Thank you, Ash. You have so much knowledge. Love sharing it.
And we're about
us.
To upload our latest patch, so we'll become Education 2.2 eventually. To be safe.
That's it. I don't want a virus. I must have a virus. My wife says to me, I want to cry all the time. Until next month, this is Education 2.1.
Great having you.
99 FM.
Have a good day.